Former President Trump often criticizes California, and with Vice President Harris of California at the top of the Democratic ticket, he has an opportunity to do so even more. A challenge that California Democrats welcome. Marisa Lagos from our member station KQED in San Francisco has more.
Trump didn't mince words at the Economic Club of New York last week, making false claims about Harris and her record.
As everyone knows, she's a Marxist who destroyed almost single-handedly San Francisco, and when she was the AG, California itself.
But after years of being bashed in conservative media and politics, California politicians are on the offensive this election cycle and relishing the opportunity to talk up California as one of their own runs for president. Longtime Harris friend, San Francisco Mayor London Breed, says the hate comes
because we're San Francisco. That's why everyone tries to come for us, because we're one of the most amazing cities anywhere in the world.
Breed and other California Democrats may have to punch back without the candidate's help, however. Harris's campaign and national Democrats seem happy to tamp down most direct mentions of the lightning rod of a state as they seek to win over swing state voters who may have a less charitable view of California.
As Attorney General of California,
Harris name-checked California just twice in her acceptance speech at the Democratic National Convention and never mentioned San Francisco, where she was first elected to office. But she spoke warmly of her time growing up in a working-class community in the East Bay.
My mother, she worked long hours, and like many working parents, she leaned on a trusted circle to help raise us.
Harris seemed to be seeking to tie her upbringing to a broader American story that can resonate across the country.
They instilled in us the values they personified: community, faith, and the importance of treating others as you would want to be treated, with kindness, respect, and compassion.
California Senator LaFonza Butler helped run Harris's unsuccessful presidential campaign in the 2020 cycle. Butler says her story of California, both its strengths and challenges, is a universal one.
Our farmers are trying to find ways to make sure that they are able to water their cattle or their crops. That is true for Iowa and Kansas, right? And so it is helping people to connect with the part of California that means something to them that they just don't know about yet.
But convincing people in those red states that they have things in common with California may be a hard sell. Governor Gavin Newsom has spent much of the past few years actively pushing back on criticisms of California, including on conservative media. He says the state's challenges have created a class of politicians and business leaders who are driven to find creative solutions.
There's no grace for not being ahead of the curve, looking around the corner, iterating, taking risks, doing the next thing.
Of course, Newsom has not solved some of the state's biggest challenges, including homelessness. And his failure to make meaningful progress bringing down the number of unsheltered people remains one of his biggest political weaknesses. So tonight, when Harris and Trump face off, Californians and their leaders will be watching closely to see how their state is characterized and say they're ready, if needed, to set the record straight. For NPR News, I'm Marisa Lagos in San Francisco.